This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Matt Gazda, president of the Carlinville Rotary Halloween Parade Committee. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Thanks, Rick. I'm glad to be here.
Matt, this is going to be the 80th Carlinville Rotary Halloween Parade. And if you would like to tell us a little bit about the 80 years of history or how it got started and so forth, could you do that?
Oh, sure. About 80 years ago, there was a comment made at a Rotary meeting that with the Fall Fest approaching and Halloween being the next holiday, the local children were sure to get up to their normal pranks, such as turning over outhouses and such, and that sometimes resulted in destruction of property at various points around town. During the following discussion, a suggestion was made by a fellow Rotarian that maybe they could plan some festivities that would involve the town, give the local kids and families something to do. But no one person at that time could foresee that a tradition that would span, now it's going to be 80 years.
When is this year's parade?
The Carlinville Rotary Club and our esteemed president, Susan Millard, are pleased to announce that the 80th annual Rotary Halloween Parade will take place on Saturday, October 26th, and it will start at 6:15. The setup for most of the parade will be at the Carlinville Plaza.
And this year, I think we have a very, shall we say, appropriate theme for the parade, correct?
Oh, we've got a really scary theme this year. The theme of the Halloween parade is scary movies. And our grand marshals are really scary. We got Mary Klein as Chucky and Stephanie Everett as the Bride of Chucky.
And that marks sort of a while since we've actually had a scary, shall we say, theme, is it not, Matt?
Well, I think it's going to help the high school floats to coincide with the theme because we've always had different types of themes like Route 66. We've had the courthouse, we've had the wonderful world of Disney, but this is a true Halloween theme, so we are very happy, and it's going to be very scary.
And with that, we have the royal court, or the kings and queens, that will be participating in the parade, and who will they be this year?
Well, I'll start off with the freshmen. We have Elizabeth Clarkson, daughter of Ronald and Angela Clarkson. And her attendee will be Thomas Cottingham, son of Terry and Don Cottingham. Our sophomore will be Lauren Summers, daughter of Mike and Pamela Wenzel and Pete Summers. Kay Williams, son of Christopher and Melissa Williams, will be the escort. Our junior class will be Erin Seal, daughter of Justin and Nikki Benty. And her escort will be Ethan Trim, son of Stephen and Joni Trim. And our three senior candidates will be Alicia Bellum, daughter of John and Mary Beth Bellum. And one of the king attendees will be Colton DeLong, son of Daniel and Jennifer DeLong. And our next senior be Rory Drew, daughter of Patrick and Christine Drew. And our king attendee will be Michael Byatt, son of Quinn and Stacy Steiner, and Michael and Regina Byatt. And our last senior candidate will be Katie Nix, daughter of Amy Nix, and her king escort will be Christian Griffith, son of Michael and Julie Griffith.
Now that's the royal court for the Halloween parade, and then we have always, obviously, lots of participation. And where are the judging areas going to be this year?
the judging areas for the large float will be at the west side of Carnival Plaza. The school bands will be at the west side of Carnival Plaza. The costumes, that'll be individual and group, they will be at City Hall. And the horses will be at the southwest corner of the plaza. The four-wheeler groups will be at the west side of Carnival Plaza, which actually be northwest, west of the old Rural King building.
And then once everybody gets to that area over in the northern portion of the parade route, let's talk a little bit about the actual parade route for the Halloween parade.
The parade with the large float, bands and horses will form on the west side of the Carnival Plaza. They'll follow Route 4 down North Broad to the square. They would go three quarters around the square and on to East Main. And they will disassemble on Northeast Street, just west of the courthouse. All walking participants and small floats will enter the parade from their respective judging areas. The parade officially starts at North Broad and Nicholas.
And then, if you would, Matt, could you tell us about the category of floats this year?
The categories that we have for the floats, of course, we have our wonderful Carnival High School freshman, sophomore, junior, senior class floats. And we have civic and fraternal. We have a commercial category. We have a healthcare category. Youth organizations, religious. We have individual horse and rider, group horse, and, of course, individual costumes and group costumes, which, like I said earlier, will be at the Carnival City Hall.
Now, with anything as big as the Carlinville Rotary Halloween Parade, you got to have some rules and regulations, and would you like to go over some of those?
Yeah, I go over a couple things here. We just like to remind the participants of the rules and guidelines of the parade that they must be at least 16 years old and properly licensed and insured to operate any motorized vehicle, including but not limited to four-wheelers, motorcycles, tractors, or farm equipment. All participants are reminded to coordinate the theme of their costumes and decorated walkers, drivers, and floats with the theme of the parade. This year will be, of course, scary movies. Horse riders shall be grouped at the end of the parade. Candy should be gently tossed to the curb. Political advertising of any kind is prohibited, including signs on cars, pamphlets, pencils, or other items promoting a candidate or political issue. And no reservations are taken for that order in line. The order of the parade lineup is at the sole discretion of the Rotary Halloween Parade chairperson, and that would be me.
And Matt, as we come towards the end of the show, anything else you'd like to get out about the 80th Rotary Halloween Parade this year?
Yeah, I would. We do have our wonderful Carlinville Junior High Band that will be at the gazebo. And one other thing, I guess I could fall back a little bit on our conversation. We're expecting to have both Carlinville and Carlinville Middle School Band participating at the parade, plus Greenville High School and Gillespie will be in the parade. And then getting back to that, of course, I mentioned the Junior High Band will be playing wonderful music at the gazebo. And there's also a pumpkin carving contest that'll be going on in the afternoon, and they're going to be so gracious to get their lighted pumpkins on the stage. That will brighten that up. And I just want to point out another thing. What we really like about our parade and the participants, and we try to make it easy. we do not require an entry fee or a specific numbered slot. We basically just want people to show up if they want to bring a pickup truck or advertise their business. We have wonderful parade line marshals that will get you in the parade. And so we just want to make it easy. It's kind of chaotic for a little bit, but it makes it easier for people to participate in the parade, and we're very happy about that.
And, Matt, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you for joining us on Around Maricopa County this weekend.
Thanks, Rick. Looking forward to the parade and everyone to show up.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.